Welcome to this Beginner Ableton Live 12 lesson on the warehouse switch-up method for timeless roller momentum and old-school jungle D&B vibes. Today we're not trying to make a massive, dramatic drop that sounds like a completely different track. We're doing something more underground, more functional, and honestly more effective on a system. We're building pressure, then shifting the weight just enough that the groove feels alive. Think warehouse energy, dark room, big sound, and a roller that keeps moving without losing its identity. The main idea here is simple. A good D&B roller can't stay exactly the same for too long, but it also shouldn't reset every 8 bars like a new song has started. So instead of big changes, we'll use small, controlled switch-ups in bass, drums, filters, and effects. That's how you get that timeless jungle-informed momentum. Let's set the scene first. Open a new Ableton Live set and set the tempo to around 172 BPM. That's a great middle point for this kind of track. Fast enough to feel urgent, but not so fast that it loses weight. Now create a few tracks, one for kick and snare, one for a breakbeat layer, one for sub-bass, one for mid-bass or reese, and one for atmosphere. If you want, set up return tracks for reverb and delay too. For the drums, keep it focused. You want a strong kick and a solid snare first. Then add a chopped breakbeat layer underneath for swing and movement. If you're just starting out, don't overcomplicate this. A kick on the 1, a snare on the 2 and 4, and a break adding texture is enough to get the groove happening. And here's an important mindset tip. In this style, space matters just as much as rhythm. If every lane is packed with percussion, the track can lose that warehouse weight. So keep the drum foundation clear and punchy. Now let's build the bass. On your sub-bass track, create a MIDI clip and load up operator if you want a clean beginner-friendly sub. Use a sine wave, keep it mono, and make sure the sound is simple and controlled. Short attack, medium release, and no unnecessary width. The sub should support the groove, not dominate it. Write a bass pattern that leaves room for the drums. In D&B, constant notes are not always the answer. A strong roller bass line often uses short phrases with gaps, little call and response moments, and offbeat pushes that sit around the snare. Try starting with a simple two-note or three-note pattern and make it breathe. If you want a mid-bass layer, duplicate the MIDI and use something like Wavedable or Analog for a restyle sound. Roll off the low end a bit so it doesn't fight the sub, and add a little saturation if needed. The sub gives you the floor. The mid-bass gives you the attitude. Now let's bring in the breakbeat energy. Add a chopped break or a loop that has some classic movement in it. If you're slicing it, use simpler in slice mode, or just place the break on an audio track if it already feels good. Keep the slices tight enough to groove, but not so tight that it sounds robotic. The goal is a rolling, human feel. Layer that break under the kick and snare. You want the kick and snare to stay dominant, while the break adds shuffle and urgency. If it gets too busy, reduce its volume, high pass it a little, and let the main drum hits breathe. A useful beginner move is to group the drums and add drum bus slightly. A small amount of drive can glue everything together and add some warehouse grit. You don't need much, just enough to make the drums feel like they belong in the same room. Now we're ready to think arrangement. Copy your groove across 16 bars in arrangement view. This is where the switch-up method really starts to make sense. We're going to give the listener time to lock into the main roller, then introduce a pressure shift, then bring the groove back with a little extra energy. So think of your structure like this. The first 8 bars are your stable roller. Bars 9 and 10 create tension. Bars 11 and 12 are the actual switch-up. Then bars 13 to 16 bring the groove back, but not exactly the same way. That not exactly the same way part is important. The return should feel earned. It should sound like the track has evolved, not like the copy button got pressed again. Let's automate the bass first. On the bass group or mid-bass track, add an auto filter and start drawing movement into the filter cutoff. During the tension bars, slowly close the filter a little. Then at the switch-up, open it back up so the bass hits with a fresh shape. This is a really effective warehouse move, because it changes the pressure without changing the whole identity of the track. You can also automate saturation if you want the switch-up to bite a little harder. Just a small increase in drive can make the bass feel more urgent. The key is restraint. We're not trying to turn this into a huge wobble or a completely new sound. We're creating motion, not chaos. Another great beginner technique is to change the bass phrase itself. Maybe one note disappears, or a new note comes in where the old one used to sit. That tiny edit can make the whole section feel alive. Now let's shape the drums for the transition. You do not need a giant fill. In fact, in this style, a simple, smart edit is usually better. Mute the break for half a bar before the switch, add snare fill, or drop in a small ghost hit. You can also automate a filter on the brake bus so it gets a little darker during the build, then opens back up when the switch lands. That little contrast does a lot. It tells the listener something is about to happen without killing the momentum. You can even use utility on the drum group to slightly narrow or widen the image during the build. Keep the low end centered and stable. Let the top end percussion breathe a little if you want, but don't smear the groove. Now add some atmosphere. This is where the warehouse mood really comes through. Use a dark pad, some vinyl noise, a field recording, or a low texture from Ableton stock sounds. Keep it subtle. It should sit behind the rhythm and help the room feel bigger, not distract from the groove. Automate reverb sends or delay throws on one hit near the switch up. A single snare hit with a longer reverb tail can make the transition feel huge without cluttering the arrangement. You can also add a short echo throw on a percussion stab or vocal chop, if you have one. And here's a useful teacher tip. Often, the space around the sound matters more than the sound itself. If the atmosphere moves and the drums hold steady, the section feels like it's breathing. Now let's talk about the actual switch-up moment. At bar 11 or 12, change one thing in the drums and one thing in the bass. That's enough. Maybe the drum break slices differently. Maybe the bass phrase answers the snare in a new way. Maybe the filter opens and the saturation comes forward just a little. That's the whole secret of the warehouse switch-up. One anchor stays steady, while the other pieces shift around it. If everything changes at once, the groove can lose its identity. But if one thing remains stable, the listener feels the variation without getting lost. After the switch, bring the main groove back, but give it one improvement. Maybe the snare tail is a little stronger. Maybe there's a ghost note before the backbeat. Maybe the bass answer is clearer. This makes the return feel intentional and satisfying. Here's a strong example of how this could flow. Bars 1 to 8, steady rolling groove. Bars 9 to 10, filtered tension. Bars 11 to 12, drum and bass switch up. Bars 13 to 16, the groove comes back with one fresh detail. That's a clean, DJ-friendly structure. It gives dancers something to lock into, and it gives DJs a section they can work with. Now, a few common mistakes to avoid. First, don't make the switch up too busy. If you add too many new sounds at once, the roller loses focus. Keep it to one bass change, one drum change, and one FX move if you can. Second, don't let the low end get messy. Keep the sub mono and centered. If the bass gets too wide or too distorted, the weight disappears. Third, don't over-automate every parameter. Too much motion can make the track feel unstable. A couple of meaningful changes are stronger than a dozen tiny ones. Fourth, don't let the break fight the kick and snare. The main hits need to stay clear. If necessary, lower the break level and high pass it a bit. And fifth, don't make the switch happen with no buildup. Even one or two bars of tension makes the change feel deliberate. A few extra pro-style ideas before we wrap up. If you want more presence from the bass, add a little saturation rather than just turning it up louder. That helps it translate better on smaller systems. Keep the sub and mid-bass separated in roll. The sub is pure and stable. The mid-bass brings movement and grit. Use ghost notes in the drums. Quiet snare ghosts or tiny break hits can make the groove feel more human and forward-driving. And always check the arrangement at low volume. If the roller still feels good quietly, you've probably got the structure right. If it only works when it's loud, the motion may be too dependent on sub and effects. Here's a quick practice challenge you can try right after this lesson. Make a 172 BPM project. Create one drum loop with kick, snare, and a chopped break. Build a simple bass phrase with operator or waveatable. Copy the loop across 8 bars. Automate the bass filter so it closes a little over bars 5 and 6. Mute the break for half a bar before bar 7. Add one snare fill or reverse hit into bar 7. Bring the bass back with one note changed. Add a short reverb throw on the transition hit. Then listen back and ask yourself, does it still feel like a roller? If the answer is yes, you're on the right path. If it feels like the track reset instead of evolving, simplify the changes and keep more of the original groove in place. So remember the big idea here. Warehouse switch up is about controlled change. Keep the roller strong. Use automation to create pressure. Shift the drums, bass, and atmosphere in small ways. Then return to the groove with one extra detail, so the section feels alive and intentional. That's how you get timeless momentum, old school jungle energy, and a DNB arrangement that feels built for the dance floor. Nice work. Now go make that system shake.